This is Stacey Meadwell, EG's National and Sector Editor, and I'm here at MIPIM UK with Tim Bowles, who's the Metro Mayor for the West of England. Hi, Tim.
Stacey, hello.
Now, I wanted to ask you, you were obviously elected in May as part of a raft of elections for Metro Mayors across the country. What are going to be your priorities?
Well, you're right when you say, yes, it's in May that we started as the West of England Combined Authority for the first time. And we see it really as a great opportunity for us to start delivering both on the success we've had in the West of England for years, but also on the ambitions we've got. Our ambition is to make sure that we continue providing that economic growth in our region, that economic growth that's had us at the forefront of so many industries for decades and centuries, and how we're going to make sure that region remains fit for the future and making sure that we're providing that economic growth and benefit to everybody who lives here.
And part of that has got to be delivery of housing and commercial space. How are you going to achieve that and make sure you hit the targets?
Right, we realise in the region that, like lots of other parts of the country, we must improve our housing delivery. But to do that, as I've touched on already, we're also about making sure we've got economic growth. So we're working together both within our joint spatial plan and our joint transport strategy and studies to make sure that we're identifying opportunities for new homes, that we're making sure we're providing the transport and other infrastructure to make those sites viable and deliverable. We're working with different partners in new forms of house building and delivery. So the combined authority is a really great opportunity for us to come together to improve our delivery. But also, we've touched on business and how important it is being at an event like this to talk to people in business about investment. We've got enterprise zones and enterprise areas within the region that are identified that we're developing as well. So we're looking to provide delivery around new homes, the infrastructure, including the digital connectivity, and around those business premises and enterprise zones that will make the region really start to motor even quicker.
Now, as you've mentioned, it's a combined authority, it's a big region. What are the strengths of the region, and how are you going to maximise the potential of those strengths?
We have got a brilliant track record going back centuries in how, as a region, we have led the world in innovation. Innovation in engineering, innovation in delivering new solutions to problems that have faced us for ages. We're doing that already. We continue to lead the world in high-value engineering. We've already got the new National Composite Centre. We're working towards securing artificial intelligence and high-value design research. We work with our four world-class universities to drive innovation into the region, and we collaborate. We collaborate as local authorities, we collaborate as business, and as education to keep driving innovation. So for me, it's innovation that's always led our region, and that's where our ambition lies, to keep at the forefront of those new and exciting technologies that are coming forward all the time.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for your time.
Lovely. Thanks, Stacey. Great to talk to you.